Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing
hey,
Palettes.
Hey.
I'm Aaron Lewis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geis, and from the Pastani Studio, John McTavish. How are you guys doing?
Got to keep on my toes around here. Doing
living
well.
The dream. Living the dream.
All right. So today we are talking about the Nestor Miranda NM80, which is the Nestor Miranda 80th anniversary or 80th birthday rookie. It's a Figurado 5 5/8 by a tapering ring gauge, 4852, kind of how they measure it, I guess. Comes out of the My Father factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper, binder, filler, all listed as Nicaragua. No further details other than that. Price point is $18. Cigar was released in January of 2024. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
Overall, I thought it was a average cigar. It's like one of those like earthy, rustic kind of a vibe. I got a good amount of like dirt, grit, grittiness. One of my favorite notes ever of construction paper. Just kidding. Hate that note. Automatically shit cigar. Sorry, average cigar. What's interesting is usually I get that construction paper note in Dominican tobacco.
That's true.
But this is all Nicaraguan.
It's that allure that gets right? you.
Yeah. Oh. So with that said, I think they lied about some of these tobacco.
All right, Seth. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get down on that whole thing, but it's earth, cocoa, coffee, wood, rich spices, medium full. It's as the ring gauge decreases, it becomes a little bit more earthy. There's more minerals, tobacco, wood, coffee. I actually thought this was one of those cigars really that, and we can talk about it, with like that, those Figurados of the impact of ring gauges and so forth. But as the final third, as the cigar kept on decreasing with the ring gauge, it just became a little bit more earthy, mineral, spices, medium full strength. Really, really good burn, good draw, amazing draw. It's kind of a decrease in quality flavors as the cigar progressed.
All right, John, how about you?
Yeah, I definitely agree with the last statement. The flavors kind of, for me, decreased as the cigar progressed. I think the first third, what June didn't like is kind of the things I did like. Like it's definitely got that, you said rustic sort of Nicaraguan, when people think about Nicaraguan tobacco, I think this is a lot of what they think about is that sort of mineral, spicy, medium, earthy profile. But I thought it came together really nicely in the first third. I think, for me, where it kind of fell apart is, in the second third, it came out of the gate with some creamy bread and spices, but they didn't connect together. Like they just kind of existed in their own little worlds. And then some dry wood on the Pro Straw palette was kind of a distraction. So, it just wasn't as dynamic. And then the last third kind of tried to replicate the first third, but the strength level is kind of all over the place. So spices working against the earth was working against the bread, and the sweetness was working against all of them. So didn't finish strong for me, unfortunately. Burn and draw were amazing. And I was talking a couple of reviews ago about perfectos like this, where the draw starts a little tight and then opens at the shoulder. And that's exactly what happened here. So, a little snug to start with. And then as soon as it hits the shoulder, perfect draw. Above average flavor profile, but overall average for review. Aaron, what about you?
For me, the cigar started with toast and cedar and earth, had some mild black pepper as well. Got a light chocolate note that joined in around halfway through the third. Second third saw the chocolate note replaced by some mustiness, and then the final third saw the earth take the lead in the profile. Other than some waviness in the first third, construction was perfect for me. But the cigar had an average flavor profile throughout, kind of just focused around that toasted cedar, earth, and black pepper. No real excitement here, and just kind of disappointing based on the anniversary nature of this cigar. So high price point, not a cigar I'm really going to come back to for mostly for flavor, but the price doesn't help it either. So that's my story. All right, let's get into the scores. We're going to start at the top with June and John. Both gave it a 6.1. Seth gave it a 6. I gave it a 5.65. So June had that 6.1 matchup for you.
Pretty good. The you know, in terms of flavor enjoyment, I thought it was more in the upper fives, but you know, good construction will help with that. But you know, it's not something that I come back to.
All right, John, 6.1 as well.
Yeah, same. You know, and I feel like on a cigar that's kind of this premium of a price point, construction's kind of a given. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of should score that for construction, because if it doesn't, you know, I'm probably going to have a conversation with the tobacconist, and, you know, I mean, I'm not. I'm Canadian. Who am I kidding? But, yeah, the, you know, at that score, normally you'd say that's probably something I return to, but limited nature and the price point, I'd really kind of need something like this to be in the 6.5s for me to kind of want to seek it out.
All right, Seth, 6 even.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't come back to it. I think the price is really, really rough for the size of the Figurado.
It's a little short.
Yeah, and just with the size, you know, the ring gauge as well. You know, the highlight of the cigar was like that bell, right? When it just kind of gets like the fattest part.
Yeah.
But it goes away so fast that you're like, whatever. Yeah, it's, you know, I'm not coming back to it, you know?
Yeah. My 5.65 matches up well. Average flavor profile throughout, really good construction, gets it to that mid five mark. But like I said, it's just price point's just too high. It doesn't provide enough flavor, excitement to really want to come back to it. Lots of odd sizes of the Lancero, and then I think a big, thick Gordo as well. So kind of a weird mix of what's going on here. So thought that this might be like, you know, the best compromise, I guess, in sizes, but wasn't to be. Any final thoughts from you guys on this?
You know, without bashing Nestoranda, I feel like there's been a long list of companies putting out kind of premium price point anniversary cigars. And, you know, I kind of feel like a lot of them have been disappointing. And, you know, I think maybe the thing to do is don't put out a premium priced anniversary, just put out a mid-level anniversary and make it in a, you know, regular format that of something you already make that, you know, it's good, and just take that blend and tweak it. Maybe that's the thing to do, because yeah. I don't know. It just seems like some of these anniversary cigars have been a real letdown. Yeah.
All right, wherever you catch this video, be sure to like and subscribe, but check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.